Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does. Hey, can I say something?
Did you? It depends what you want to say.
Well, the rejoinder was drowning in your honey-do list.
Yes.
I just want to compliment you for all the honey-do things you've been popping off your list lately. Man, you're on a mission.
Well.
I'm liking it.
It's kind of
romantic.
Okay.
All right. Well, my turn to interrupt.
I hate to tell you this, but it's the way I work my way through grief.
So, I'm sorry, baby.
We're working our way through that as a family. We'll overcome. That's all right. We're a hard family event here recently. Hey, we're talking about spring cleaning right now, and one of the things we want to talk to you all about is putting away those blankets and comforters for the summer. You're not going to need those big, thick things on your bed anymore, so that is a great opportunity to run them through the wash cycle, even if you have to take them down to the laundromat and use the big equipment. Use the hot setting. Get it in there. You sanitize things by extremely hot temperature or moderately hot temperature for long periods of time. Run it through the hot cycle. Run it through the dry cycle, even if you have to run it through the dry cycle a couple times. And then what Jennifer discovered were these bags that you actually buy. I don't know. You order those online, do you?
Well, nowadays you can buy all those as seen on TV in most stores like Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay. They have a whole section.
And you just stuff them in an airtight bag.
Stuff them. Put that vacuum hose on there, sucks out the air, and you can stuff tons of stuff under the bed. It's so cool. Except at our house, we don't put the comforters away because Rosie freezes us out in the summer. I need them more in the summer than I do in the winter.
That's called thermal cooling. Visit with my friends at Advanced Home Systems. They will teach you, since I obviously haven't been able to in the last 20 years, maybe Steve and Eric can educate you on why we do that, and it is the smart way to live in Arizona. So, that's another topic for another day, which we have coming up in a couple weeks, talking to you about how to save money on your summer cooling bills. We'll have our friends from Advanced Home Systems to talk about that. But a great thing, we are talking about dirty things in your house. We've talked about the coffee pot. We've talked about the dishwasher. And we've talked about the remote controls and the portable cordless cell phones and the keyboards on your computers. If you could take a microscope and look at the things crawling in and about your mattress liner, your linens, your second sheets, and your blankets and comforters.
That's everything that builds up your immune system.
You wouldn't be happy. You would say, that can't be happening in my house. But, in fact, it is. So, after running the blankets and the comforters through a hot cycle of wash, running it through a couple cycles of high heat dry, make sure the fabric is compatible with that kind of treatment, or you can take it to a dry cleaner and get it dry cleaned. Stuff it into this sack, and I'm going to tell you a little trick that I use. I take a little food grade DE, I sprinkle it on there, then I fold it up, then I stuff it into the airtight bag and let Jennifer put her vacuum on it and completely suck all the air out of it. And nothing can live in that environment. Anything that lives long enough to crawl around a little bit will be killed by the DE. So when we open all this up in the fall, we simply just freshen it up, run it through a dry cycle, fluff it up a little bit, and it's good as new. And at least for a night, you know you're sleeping in a clean bed. Let's go to the callers and see how we can gross them out. We've got Chris calling from Tempe. Chris, how can we help you, my dear?
Hi. My question isn't about cleaning, but as the weather is getting warm here, I've recently acquired a two-story, 1,200 square foot townhouse where the roof faces east and north, and I noticed that the north side of the house, especially upstairs, gets a lot warmer. And I was wondering, would be the efficiency of putting in a couple of roof turbines up there to help suck the hot air from the attic out?
You know, Chris, it depends what other roof ventilation is there now. We're not going to be able to suck air out unless we push air in. Every cubic foot of air we take out of the attic, we're going to have to replace it with a cubic foot of air. If we're going to put exhaust turbines on a roof or an attic that isn't currently turbined, we're going to have to put some gable end vents or some bird blocking in. Because if that turbine begins to passively suck the hot air out, you don't want it sucking the air conditioning out of your house, which is generally the case. Because every hole in your ceiling, where the ceiling fans are, where the light fixtures are, where the recessed cans are, where the bath vent fan is, those are all holes into your attic. And if we create a negative pressure up there, we're actually going to drive our energy bills up because we're going to be sucking the air conditioning out of the house. What most people don't realize is that the temperature in your attic, which can exceed 170 degrees in the deserts of Arizona in the middle of the summer, only attributes 10%, 5 to 10% of your cooling bill. So if you're spending $150 to cool your house in the middle of the summer, only about $10 or $12 or $15 of that is because of the heat in your attic. But yet I see people put mechanical turbines up there. I see people put exhaust turbines up there, power ventilators up there. And it is a huge gamble that, in fact, you're not introducing enough air to really efficiently drive the temperature down. And it's not costing you as much money as you think you are. You need to look at other areas. I want you to stay tuned. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking exactly things you can do, people just like Chris, to drive your energy bill down. Today at the Maricopa County Home Show, we're going to be talking a little bit later. We do a seminar on the 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong. And one of those things is spend tens of thousands of dollars to drive down their air conditioning cooling bill, which you get no return on your investment. There is a wise way to pursue that. There's a wise way to be an energy consumer. And there's a silly way. Some people, Romy, you know, some homeowners just want to beat the man. And the man's a utility company. You know, and I'm just going to beat the man.
It's funny because at the same time they're beating their man, they're beating themselves because they're individually stimulating the economy spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on products that they probably don't need.
Romy, let's take our listeners into the digital newsroom and bring them up to speed with people that have contacted us via email at rosieonthehouse.com all week long.
Krista moved into a new home and it has an evap cooler, which she's never lived with before. It has a self-cleaning pump, which what it does is every few hours it empties the water reservoir in the evaporative cooler. Now, it does that to keep the calcium from building up. If you can keep the calcium from building up, your unit's going to be more efficient and last longer. She wants to know, can she recycle that water into her pool? I talked to Pastorino Pools yesterday, along with Presidential Pools, both certified Rosie on the House pool contractors, and both of them said the same thing. I wouldn't do it in my pool. Mm-mm. One of the number one things that Pastorino does is drains the pool below the tile line, gets in boats, and goes and bead blasts the calcium deposit off the tile line. Even though it's a little bit of water at a time, you know, if you add that up over a couple months, you're dumping a lot of calcium into the pool, and you're only what you're trying to think of in recycling and saving that small portion of water, you're going to waste in the water they're going to have to drain to clean your tile beads and then refill. So it's not something you want to do. Has kind of a hardscape area and doesn't want to just have this big mud puddle. So if it's on the roof, I would think probably the easiest thing to do was just get a hose and stick it down the plumbing vent.
There's probably there's code violations against that. You don't want the methane gas
back feeding
through the hose, getting into the vap cooler, and then then they'd be calling you and saying, "Well,
why does my
house smell so bad?"
Well, what can you do with the water? Because it is a lot of water.
Well, not much. If you're going to live with an evap cooler that has an automatic cleaning pump, you're just going to have to find a dry well or a place to put it. Dig a 55-gallon drum in the xeriscaping, fill it full of large river rocks, and just dump it into there.
There you go. Congratulations on the new home. Anything else along the way? Remember, rosieonthehouse.com. John writes in, he wants to add a water softener loop but can't just because of the structure of the home and the way it's built. Wants to know, can I still put one on the water heater side? Talked to Andy with Water Treatment Technologies, and she said That'd be a whole awful lot of way to spend a lot of money to really only benefit your dishwasher. Your dishwasher is the only appliance in your home that uses only hot water. Even your water heater has to get its water source from the cold water. So when you're mixing soft water and hard water, you have hard water. You don't have on half soft water.
Good point.
So that would be a whole lot of wasted money. And she just says it's not worth it in that case. But if you're in a single-story home, John, they said there's been a house yet they haven't been able to figure out how to plumb. It's when you get into condos and multi-level housing that it gets complicated. So if you're in a single-story home, you might want to call and see if they can help. These letters, the stack of papers.
Yes.
All the people that wanted the papers that caller last week was trying to get rid of. Oh. So we tried to use it to promote Habitat for Humanity, freecycle.org, and what we got were a bunch of people writing in, where do I get free papers? Where should I get free papers?
So we could help each other that way.
You remember,
freecycle.org.
You remember the old, program, Ed Phillips on the, it was the Ed Phillips house swap, park and swap show on the radio. We could open that up.
That was a long time
ago. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.